This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You love a Friday. Oh, I love a Friday. Nothing like a Friday. After this week especially. Wowzer, has it been something. I missed the prayer breakfast this morning. The governor's prayer breakfast. Wonderful event. And in fact, I was calling and texting a couple of people about different things related to the show, and I kept getting text backs. Hey, I'm at the prayer breakfast. I'm like, oh, I should be. I felt bad, but I'm glad. That's a wonderful event.
Yeah, no kidding. It's not like you to miss that.
I know. I should have been there. I really should have. But it just has been one of those kind of weeks where it's been go, 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 go. So anyway, didn't happen.
This week different, Al?
Well, you know what? Washington, D.C., interviewing the president in the White House isn't something that happens every day, right? And then planning a trip to a broadcast from the border, as we are next week, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and following the success, we hope, of a North Dakota company in convincing the Department of Homeland Security that it would be a very good idea that they trust the North Dakota company to actually build the wall on time and on budget. So that's going to be quite the week. We're looking forward to that next week on the program. So, should be fun. Let me tell you quickly what we're doing here, because we have two talk radio town halls. Of course, every Friday, Senator Kevin Cramer is here in the talk radio town hall. So, he'll be here, as always, next hour, answer your questions and comments. I'm going to make a very, very concentrated effort today to get to as many people as possible, because you know, there's just so much going on, and it needs some explanation, and sometimes that takes some time, but it's just impossible to get to everybody, so we're going to try and go to the lightning round early to get to as much of you as possible. So if you have a specific question for Senator Kevin Cramer, get it to us right away, 701. I'm trying to think what I should tell him, Todd. The text? Maybe the text,
world?
Right? Yeah. I was just trying to say, which number do I want?
Again.
What's the number do I want to tell
him? Up. Get him another. He's up there. Get him another DP. I know he's supposed to be cutting back on that stuff, but, you know, obviously he needs the caffeine today.
That's been going pretty good, by the way. In fact,
really?
I had my one today, and it didn't even taste that great.
There you go. So, now you're coming around.
Yeah, exactly right. Anyway, and I didn't have any on Wednesday. So I kicked off with zero.
Wow.
One yesterday, one today, and today's sort of...
The addict kicks the addiction. Look at that.
Yeah, exactly. So your question is probably best by text. I was just thinking whether to tell you would a call in or text in, but you can do both, obviously, but in advance for Senator Cramer. Gosh, a question I've wanted answered for a long time, or I called in one time and I didn't get my answer yet. Text it in right now, 701-367-2054, or Todd at 701-226-8503. That's for Senator Cramer next week. And then the second talk radio town hall we're going to do this hour is with UND President. That'd be the University of North Dakota, for those of you in Zap. UND President Mark Kennedy will be here. And President Kennedy has been in the news recently for a situation related to, I guess, hiring decision or promotion decision, whatever, related to his chief of staff, something that university presidents have. We're going to give him a chance to address that. We're going to talk about also the donors. You know, University of North Dakota has some great successes going on right now with donors. $200 million in donor support since 2013 and some significant things on the horizon. But sometimes donors get in the news. We're going to talk a little bit about that. But I really, honestly, I promised Kathy Nesset this, the president of the Board of Higher Ed for a time and still a member and one of North Dakota's great citizens and great leaders. You know, she and I always talk about higher ed in the context of how many incredible things are happening and frustration from both of us that they're not news. What's news is a controversy. So I can't control that. That'll never change. But I can control what we talk about here. And we're going to talk about today, the lion's share of this is going to be about things that are positive, specific at UND. And, you know, and I'm interested in this in higher ed. We've done this with the University of Mary for years. You know, and they're fortunate to rise above the politics of a state institution being a private school with incredible leadership. They don't have to fight some of the same things that that schools that are funded by a legislator and by taxpayers as well. So anyway, we're going to do that today in the Talk Radio Town Hall. What's your calls, questions, and comments? Certainly welcome on that as well. So what's on your mind today? Is it Ruth Ann Buffalo, state representative who's yet to be rebuked by the legislature for supporting anti-Semitic language? We talked a little bit about that yesterday. Do you know, a quick update on this, Chris Berg on Point of View last night had a really good segment on this and tying it, of course, what's going on in the Congress with Representative Omar and, of course, Ruth Ann Buffalo supporting that. But this is really interesting to me. Chris Berg reached out to her because there were a ton of comments, positive and negative, towards her on Facebook and said, you know, we'd love to have you on the program. We'd love to talk to you. She didn't respond, no, thank you, yes. She responded by blocking him, Dud. They take my ball and go home, block. How about that? Block him. You're done. Not doing anything.
Unreal.
Yeah, isn't that amazing, Kev?
Yeah, like, I just, some people.
That's petty. Like, so anyway, I really believe the leaders, you know, Chet Pollard and Rich Wardner for the Republicans, you know, Josh Boshi on the, you know, the Democratic side, this has to be addressed. The leaders of the House and Senate, Republican and Democrat, need to address what Ruth Ann Buffalo is doing here. And it is really sad to see the amount of anti-Semitic comments that are coming from people here, where we live. Hateful, terrible things in this discussion. Much of it online, of course. Again, go check out Chris Berg's Facebook, A Point of View Now, POV Now. Just type in POV Now. Unbelievable. So I hope that changed.
That's the kind of thing that used to happen when, you know, I asked girls out back in high school. I just immediately get completely blocked.
Yeah, exactly. You're blocked. Speaking of girls, it is International Women's Day today.
Speaking of girls, look at you,
yes.
Transition.
Yeah, I wanted to say something about this because, you know, these come up from time to time. We talk about, hey, it's National Pancake Day. Let's go have pancakes. But, you know, women, think about this.
So what are you saying? Let's go have women?
No, what I'm saying is,
connecting those two?
I'm saying we talk about it, we celebrate it, so we should celebrate women. Todd, for instance, you, no women, no Todd. No women, no Scott. Moms. We don't have life without a mom. Right? So I think it's wonderful that we're having International Women's Day. I'm a father, proud father of two daughters. Both different and unique, made in the image and likeness of God, but just give us incredible amounts of pleasure as parents. And I love them. I want to see them do incredible things. My daughter, Hannah, who is a sophomore in college out east, says to me by text this morning, so I got this invite to participate in this two-day thing in New York at Barclays. And it's like a whole financial summit. And do you think I should go? I mean, it's in the middle of the week, so I'm not sure I should go. I'm like, hello, hello. Yes, you're going. You know, it's just incredible opportunities that are happening. So that makes you proud. You know, it really makes you very, very proud. So anyway, celebrate the women in your life. Celebrate the women that make this country go. We are nothing without women, period, end of statement. And I love the fact that it's International Women's Day, and I hate the fact that Republicans are seen as sort of anti-women. You're anti-women. How are we anti-women? We got a president right now who's got the highest rate of employment of women in the history of this country. It's nothing to apologize for. We also have a president, and I happen to join him in this, and a Senator Kevin Cramer, and a Senator John Hovind, and a Congressman Kelly Armstrong that defend innocent little babies, little girls, crying out loud. There's nothing wrong with that. Waylon in Mandan is calling. Hi, Waylon. What's on your mind?
Hey, man. Yeah, I was just calling to talk about a little bit about Chris Berg's little attack on Chris Berg and one of his cronies there, Torre something or another, actually threatens Bruce Buffalo's daughter online. I have proof of it. So you
okay,
wanna,
if that's the Torre I'm thinking of, they're not cronies.
Do you want to call her a little girl, too? Now, that's getting to be a pretty supreme statement there, sir.
Who said...
Umbridge, you called her a little girl. You called her a girl. Speaking of girls...
I didn't say she... she's a girl. She has a girl.
Chuckle,
she's a woman.
Chuckle.
No, he's talking about his daughter.
Yeah. Okay.
He's talking about his daughter.
Todd, stop. Hang on. Just let me come
back.
Sir, do me a favor. Hang on a moment. We're going to get your number. We'll have you join me. It can't be today, unfortunately, because we're full from this point forward. But I would like to have a conversation with you. Let's plan on it Monday. And we'll play what I said. And you can tell me why you think I called her a girl. We'll also play Chris Berg's segment or find it online. I guarantee you that didn't happen. But we'll
your Northern Region New Holland dealer invites you to see how much better a loader can be. New Holland skid steer and compact track loaders provide excellent visibility, an important advantage that allows you to work more confidently and quickly to improve your overall efficiency. You can easily see down to the bucket while the see-through area on the cab roof provides a clear view to the bucket at full height. Rear visibility is among the best in the industry due to a large window, low engine hood, and no rear frame towers. See the difference for yourself. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
Join the best team in the West, MBI Energy Services, with immediate openings for diesel mechanics, lube techs, and traveling mechanics. Committed to safety and job satisfaction, MBI has received national recognition for safety excellence and recently named the 2018 Best Place to Work in the Oil Patch. MBI provides excellent pay, benefits, and training, and is a strong supporter of our local communities. Apply today at MBIEnergyServices.com. MBIEnergyServices.com.
Hey, it's Matt, the pizza guy for Pizza Corner Pizza. Oh, it's a new month. Yes, March is here. And as much as we dislike saying goodbye to what is, I think we can all agree that saying late out to February is a farewell embraced wholeheartedly by all. And by now, I'm sure you've seen the new packaging for Pizza Corner Pizza. You'll find your favorite Pizza Corner Pizza in an overwrap with the new logo right there in the middle. Look for the same colors you've come to know and then experience the same great taste you've come to expect from Pizza Corner Pizza. Fresh new look, same great taste. That's Pizza Corner Pizza.
North Dakota is rich with natural resources, fertile soil, oil, coal, natural gas, and wind energy. North Dakota has a lot of it, with wind farms in 27 counties. Renewable energy is an increasingly important part of an all-of-the-above energy strategy. The Public Service Commission should support wind development to move North Dakota to become energy dominant. Wind energy, good for you, our communities, our economy. Message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Or you can bring it in after I do the live. Maybe we can do that, Kev, okay? Pipers, there's a name you want to know. Especially if you're looking for a heck of a deal on some used machinery. They have a auction coming up here very soon. We're going to be there broadcasting live. I can hardly wait for it. At the Auction Center of North America. In Steel, North Dakota. That'll be Thursday the 28th, 10 a.m. Just get that on your calendar. It's the Spring 2019 Machinery Auction. A lot of great consignment opportunities there, folks. And I really encourage you to give Pipers a call. 2019 Western Dakota Machinery Auction in Bowman is Friday, April 12th. They've got a few on the docket here. Tuesday the 19th, a Wangler Retirement Farm Machinery Auction in Wishick. Larson Retirement Farm Machinery Auction in Mott coming up on the 21st of March. So 877-700-4099. Get your catalog, too. Get you all you need to know. And you can also check it out at pipers.com. 21 past the hour, we are going to finish that conversation with Waylon and Mandan, as I said, on Monday, just because we're loaded up with guests here the rest of the program today. Welcome your calls, questions, and comments. But I want to give him a chance to just say what he had to say. We didn't have a lot of time before the break, so didn't get him as much time as we wanted to. But right now, we're going to switch to Talk Radio Town Hall mode. Next hour, Senator Kevin Cramer. This hour, President Mark Kennedy. And Talk Radio Town Hall today on the program where we cover a bunch of issues. Welcome calls, questions, and comments. President Kennedy, nice to see you.
Always good to be with you, Scott.
You recognize that song?
I do. It's a great song.
It is, yeah.
Play it loud and proud.
Kind of still causes the hair on the back of my neck to stand up every time I hear it, especially when it's the Pride of the North band playing it.
You're supposed to be standing up every time you hear it.
Exactly. And, I did blow that, though, didn't I? We're behind the microphone. Well, good to see you. Appreciate doing this. I'm fulfilling a promise to Kathy Nesset, one of the great higher education leaders in North Dakota, to be purposeful in 2019 about finding stories that are untold in the news media, but that need to be told. And are, you know, some would call them good news. Some would say they're positive things, but they're facts. But they just sort of get drowned out sometimes with the sort of circular firing squad nature of how we sometimes, treat higher ed in the state, especially the public institutions and just all the dynamics with the legislature and the Board of Higher Ed and the schools and the things that are happening. So I appreciate you being, willing to do this and have a regular dialogue about some of the great things that are happening.
Happy to do so. And just to be clear, Kathy Nesbitt being on the state board is one of the good things happening.
Isn't it?
In higher ed, yeah. In the state of North Dakota.
Yeah, she's just amazing. She really is. She's great. Before we get to some of those positive things, I want to talk about a couple of things that have been in the news. And one is your chief of staff, who I've had the pleasure of meeting before and actually knew before she was here. And she is a talented woman. There's no doubt about that. But your elevation of her from administrative assistant to chief of staff caused some consternation among folks, mainly because of how much she would get paid. And also the arrangements for her to be able to work from afar. What about this story do you feel that, as far as that's been out there in the news to date, has not been necessarily fair?
Well, I think there's a lot that hasn't been fair. But to begin with, you know, there are those that tear down and those that build up. Angelique is a builder. And a big piece of what we're talking about, maybe not a big piece, but a piece of what we're going to talk about in the good news, she owns. She was the project manager of the 7 goal project managers to drive the strategic plan forward, continues to coordinate that effort with our leadership team. After 3 great years of service here at North Dakota, she decided she wanted to go home, just as we hope for all of our kids, just as Debbie and I came back to be near Debbie's mother in Moorhead, just as our new head of communications, Melanie Linder, wants to be near her family in Fergus and in Watford City. She wanted to go home. So we needed to replace her. We went to the HR department to get a job description to replace her, and they said, she's performing the role of a chief of staff. She never was an administrative assistant, just to be clear.
Did I use the wrong term? What was her previous title?
She came in as special assistant to the president.
Okay, all right.
And went from that to chief of staff. And
by the way, let me just say, Pat Bonet before her was far from an administrative assistant. She was a special assistant to, I don't forget how many presidents, but, incredible. So this is not, unusual in any stretch of the imagination. Dean Bresciani has a chief of staff. So
it's possible that Pat Bonet should have been classified as a chief of staff.
Right. Yeah.
And it's possible that we've been remiss for a lot longer period of time
But you don't make that decision anyway on how somebody's classified.
I don't. And so the HR says, well, hey, we have a chief of staff position here. If you've got a chief of staff position, you should treat him as a chief of staff. They recommended to me that we go up to at least the bare minimum of what you would pay a chief of staff, which, by the way, the adjustment is still $70,000 below some comparable benchmarks here in the state. And it's their recommendation to me. But, if you're a dynamic organization, you're making these changes all the time to lead into the future. We just recently promoted four folks to core advisors, along with three new hires, to lead an effort to improve our student retention. That's an example similar to what happened with Angelique. We just paid our training pilots more to make sure that the airlines didn't steal them. Those are the types of adjustment a successful organization needs to constantly make. After we did a search to replace her, we found that none of the candidates fully met our needs, so the leadership team said, let's ask her for a six-month trial period working remotely. It was always a trial period, never more than that. And the cost of what we're talking about is less than if we had paid any of the three finalists, would have cost us more in salary than the total cost, even if we spend as much as it was talked about in travel in terms of the arrangement with Angelique. I listened to the people. They didn't like that arrangement. We made an adjustment. We're replacing Angelique as soon as we can. We won't be paying for her travel costs, but we have greatly benefited from her service, and we wish her the best, but we wish us good luck in trying to find somebody of comparable skill and dedication to the state.
Yeah, and I don't know that the trial part of that was reported anywhere, was it?
We always reported that, and it was always the case. So
I'm saying in the news. I'm saying I don't know. I never read a story that said, you know, we're going to try and see if the working, you know, outside of the office works, right? Commuting from
that was always the way it was communicated internally and externally. And it's one of the many things that people can go into that hysteria and that tear down mode. But if you're really trying to build a fabulous university that can contribute to the state and the students, you have to be constantly looking to make sure that you got the best talent. And we're hopeful that we can replace Angelique at a comparable level and are appreciative of all she's done for the university.
Yeah, no, she's been great. I have a minute before the break, but just very briefly on the situation with them. I said earlier, you know, of $200 million in donor support since 2013 seems to me to indicate that the effort is going well at UND, but obviously there's a donor that's been in the news that has said, you know, donations are not coming in because of you, and that's Chris Engelstad. Is that accurate? Are donations, you know, from others besides the Engelstads in any way being restricted?
First of all, we're very appreciative of all the Engelstad family has done for the university. I'm very appreciative. But the alums are very excited about the strategic plan, the direction we're going, the campus renewal. We're getting a lot of folks lining up to support that. I'm actually hopeful that this will be our highest fundraising year ever at the University of North Dakota because of the excitement that they have for the direction and the achievements that we are moving forward with.
Well said. All right, when we come back, we're going to tackle you know, some things related to, I don't know why, but things I just never hear in the news. In other words, what is the graduation rate? How is it coming along? What are the you know, what is the retention rate? What are the research rankings? I know you're a big proponent of university research, and we can talk a little bit about that. The rankings at UND have jumped. I guess I haven't seen it in the news. I think it is time to focus on some of these things where we're really doing it well. Not to say you don't question things and ask questions, but let's get to the good news. We'll do that next on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, Scott. There are over 100 fjords in your future.
Thanks to you, our good guide, Carol Juven, who's been to Norway how many times?
174 times.
And this tour is filling up, isn't it?
This tour is nearly full.
So we need you to call Carol right now and reserve your spot. My wife Maria and I and our family are headed to beautiful Norway, a celebration of our heritage and the witness of the midnight sun. What is the midnight sun, Carol?
24 hours of daylight, and the Norwegians love it.
See the fjords, hundreds of waterfalls, the majestic mountains, June 15th through June 30th. This will be a seven-day land tour visiting Stavanger, Bergen, Oslo, and Trondheim, and travel 7 days on the west coast to the land of the midnight sun. Call now. A complete packet of information will be sent to you, 800-343-0093. Call Carol and the team right now, 800-343-0093 at Juven Tours and Travel.
Welcome along.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A jolting February jobs report, as the government says the U.S. economy added about 20,000 jobs last month when economists were expecting to see 180,000 jobs added. It means it was the worst month for job creation since September 2017. The jobless rate fell a tenth to 3.8%. The good news in the report?
Average hourly earnings rose 11 cents to $27.66 year over year. That's up 3.4%, the highest since April 2009.
That's Kevin Cirilli of Bloomberg. The tornado affected sections of Alabama to get a visit from President Trump later today. Alabama, Georgia, and Florida all hit by a series of destructive tornadoes, but it was in eastern Alabama where 23 people were killed. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
The energy of North Dakota is real. It's an economic juggernaut. It is a game changer for so many folks. Energyofnorthdakota.com is a website I always encourage people to check out for no other reason than just to be a little more well-versed on what's happening in the area of the energy of North Dakota when you have conversations, because people are interested in this. They really are. They want to know, hey, what's the, what, you know, where, when we pull oil out of the ground, where does it go? And how can you say that oil and natural gas strengthens America? And through an abundance of talents, the good people of the state, innovations, incredible technologies, energy responsibly produced here translates to worldwide economic stability. So, it's all happening right now with the Energy of North Dakota. Find out more at energyofnorthdakota.com. It was Energy Day at the Capitol on Tuesday, and a busy day. We're chatting with President Mark Kennedy. Questions or comments work welcome for him at 800-228-0550 on our Facebook page, or you can also text Todd or I, 701-367-2054, 701-367-2054. All right. Why does Todd have a question mark in the in Slack right now? What are you questioning, Todd? When you just give me three question marks, I can't answer your question.
Wasn't for on air, man. Don't worry about it.
Okay. All right. You
have to do it.
Well, I'm like, okay. Usually, when there's question marks, it means dead air. It means this is not good. It means why is this happening? Anyway,
and fine. Nothing listeners are going to care about.
Okay. Very good.
Do the show for them, not me.
All right, no more question marks. Here we go. So President Kennedy with us today on the program from the University of North Dakota. It's the Talk Radio Town Hall. So here we go. Let's talk about some things that don't make the news. One, the four-year graduation rate. It actually makes the news, but people are complaining about it. They're saying it's not fast enough. There's too much debt for students. It's not happening. So what is the four-year graduation rate at the University of North Dakota?
So we've had a 10 percentage point improvement in our four-year graduation rate in the last 3 years, which is huge. It's unbelievable. The five-year graduation rate is also up by a comparable amount. So we're up to 36% on the four-year, 57% on the five-year. And we're looking to go higher, but that means more people graduating, more people walking out of here sooner. The other good news is that our average debt, our median debt, is about $10,000 less than the average, whereas the average for public universities might be 25, 26, 27, we're about 17,000 for our median debt coming out. So they're not only graduating earlier, but they're graduating with less debt than the average university, public university.
Is that a recognition of we've heard you, you know, debt is too much for these kids coming out of college? Why did this happen?
We have a strategic plan that only has seven goals. One of those seven goals is graduation rate. We've been razor sharp focused on that graduation rate. One of the things we've done is busted through barriers. You might guess that there's a few administrative hurdles to actually graduating. We looked at those, took 11 of those, set of those aside. That helped people graduate early. We also have a tool called Starfish, where the faculty communicate to students during the class, saying, you know, midterm assessment, you need to pivot, you need to adjust, you need to move in this direction. Come in, let me help you on this. That has increased dramatically the number of participations by our faculty, and that's helped. We've recently implemented with NDSU a degree planner so that students can plan out their 4 years and make sure they know which classes they need to take in order to graduate with the credentials they have. And we're working on doing more with advisors, as I previously mentioned, to elevate that even further. So we have had a razor-sharp focus. This has been one of our top priorities that's been driving the strategic plan.
The freshman to sophomore retention rate, people have poked at that before to say, why do we lose what we lose? Where are you at with that?
We're about 88-89%, which is quite good, and it's made great improvements in the last several years. But again, our focus is not just the freshman retention rate, but the sophomore retention rate and the junior retention rate and the senior retention rate. So part of the things, the numbers that I'm looking at, is what is the retention rate by college, by year, to make sure that we're bringing them all the way to persistence to graduation. Because getting them to sophomore year isn't the goal. Getting them a degree in their hands, because with a degree in their hands, average college graduate gets $1 million more lifetime's earning than somebody that doesn't have a college grad. We want them to have that UND degree and go out there and do great contributions to the state.
Do you think prior to the strategic plan that you implemented that there was an adequate amount of data to say why, you know, are we losing, you know, freshman to sophomore? Why is it 80% when it should be 90%? I mean, when I hear you talk, I hear Governor Burgum and his discussion about dash points, you know, about dashboards and having the data points right there on your dashboard and know, okay, in those seven things, how are we doing? Because you can react quicker. And I don't know that level of data has driven trying to change things before.
One of the things, this is the things that never gets talked about, we're investing in data. First of all, you need to have somebody that decides what are the data points so that you're getting good, clean data across the organization and you're having one version of truth. We've also beefed up another area where we had some promotions similar to Angelique is in that data analytics area to get us this data. One of the things that Angelique is helping to assemble for me is on my TV screen that I never watch TV at work, but I want to have rotating through the seven metrics from the seven goals by college, so that if somebody's sitting in my office, they can see their goals flashing by them and how they're doing. It's that type of focus on the things that are important in university that is helping us to drive the strategic plan forward at the University of North Dakota.
No, that's great. Let's talk about research a little bit, because I think the average North Dakota taxpayer hears research and, you know, their eyes glaze over. Mine do. You know, I mean, I it's important, but, you know, how does it benefit me? You know, they don't get it. Explain your strategic plan for the research side of things, and give us a little data point on where you're at now.
Well, a couple of things. First of all, just the sheer research spending by the federal government here in the state of North Dakota for UND, it's $60 to $70 million. How many $60 million, $70 million businesses do you have employing high-end people that also have an economic spinoff? We think that we estimate that the economic impact from our research on the state is $300 million. We've had a significant jump in our research expenditures and our ranking. We're now the 151st largest research university in the country. But beyond the activity itself, it's the new discoveries, the new startups that it creates. We're moving into the world of automation. That's going to eliminate a lot of jobs that we've been relying on. If you're going to create those new jobs, they're going to be in the kind of jobs that research will spark. So if we want to keep our young people here in the state and having the opportunities, we need to have the research that will diversify the economy, that'll create opportunities for our state and our students.
Give me an example of where, okay, you know, this is the impact of research that, you know, okay, this X million dollar grant from the federal government allowed us to leverage that to get this, and now look at what exists because of it.
Well, if you look at what's going on in the Bakken, that Bakken breakthrough came from research. If you look at what happens with our core library and our geology researchers, they're coming up with, and what was happening at the Energy and Environmental Research Center, they're coming up with new ways to get more energy out of shale. That's one example that it's going to be a huge, if you look at the $1 billion-plus benefits that an extra point of extraction helps us. They're trying to figure out how do we make sure that the pipelines are safe. They're looking to how can we repair our power lines and in a more efficient way and keep that power up more quickly. How can we respond to emergencies better with drones, et cetera? And if you look at just the jobs that are created at Northrop Grumman and General Atomics in the unmanned space, they'll say, yes, the number one reason they're here is the U.S. Air Force Base, but the number two reason they're here is to be near the research that's created here. And if you look at Skyscopes and other companies that have been spun off from our research in the unmanned space, it's another area. And then in the healthcare area, we just got a $20 million grant, more than a $20 million grant, the largest grant the Dakotas have ever received from the National Institute of Health, that's helping us to find how can we better treat patients here from North Dakota unique applications to make sure that North Dakotans are getting health care treatment. Better health care treatment, more resources from energy, more jobs in unmanned. Those are the types of things that spring from expanded research at the University of North Dakota or NDSU.
Yeah, no, that makes perfect sense. In fact, I saw something recently about a UAS degree, and I thought of John Odegaard. John Odegaard, of course, was the vision behind the Aerospace School of Sciences and actual degrees in aerospace, right? And being able to fly a plane and all of that, which was unheard of at the time, right? What are you doing? You know, there's no such thing as a college of, you know, John D. Odegaard School of Aerospace Sciences, right? Now UAS, I understand, first in the nation to have a degree actually for UAS at UND, right?
It is first in the nation. You know, interestingly, when General Atomics Aerospace CEO was here, he said 40% of the pilots for their Predators and others are UND alums running those unmanned, making oftentimes six figures when they graduate. Great opportunities there. Another achievement we have is that I found out that somehow Purdue had the first 2 years of the collegiate drone competition. Why is that at Purdue? Why isn't it at the University of North Dakota? So coming up here, I think April 9th, 10th, around there, we're going to be having the collegiate drone competition, colleges from all over the company coming to Grand Forks at UND to face off, and we're looking for our team to do well.
Yeah, it's a neat deal. We're chatting with President Mark Kennedy of the University of North Dakota today, and welcome, by the way, any questions or comments that you have on any of these particular topics we're talking about. One I want to chat about right now is something that you've gotten some grief for, and that is, you know, the renovation of, well, I guess not renovation, but basically deteriorated building, underused building, unused building, let's tear them down. And, you know, I've heard some people say, well, what is tearing down all kinds of buildings? They're tearing down all these buildings. Why tear down the buildings?
Well, first of all, they don't really meet the scale that we need for modern-day education, the kind of classrooms that you can have the active learning. But we've had very significant savings in terms of our deferred maintenance costs, but now we're going and replacing those spots with newer buildings. So we have in prospect nearly $500 million. That's $500 million of construction in prospect in the next several years. Very little of it state funded. Some of it filling in those holes that were created. And it's going to create a much more functional, much more user-friendly, student-friendly campus. But we're also renewing our historic buildings. So we got a string of buildings on the south side of the campus, whether it be Babcock or Carnegie or Gustafson, that we're renewing those historic buildings, and really nearly all of our buildings are historic if you look at this at the age of them. So this is going to transform the campus. Students decide in the first 7 minutes whether they want to come to our school. We have a beautiful, amongst the most beautiful campuses I've seen at UND, and it's only getting more beautiful.
And how much do you save from that?
It's nearly $70 million that we've been saving from not having to do that deferred maintenance.
Yeah, so that's, there it goes to the bottom line.
It does.
And on the future. Yeah. Makes some sense. All right. Short break. Come back with more with our conversation. Final segment. And don't forget the Talk Radio Town Hall with Senator Kevin Cramer. Next hour, our weekly chat with the senator. Your calls, questions, and comments. Welcome for him, too, on What's on Your Mind. 16 before the top of the hour. We'll have more after this. Don't go away. International Women's Day. We love women. We love you, women. Celebrate your day. More after this.
The MBI rig team is growing. MBI Energy Services has immediate openings for experienced rig crews in Western North Dakota. Committed to safety and job satisfaction, MBI has received national recognition for safety excellence and recently named the 2018 Best Place to Work in the Oil Patch. MBI makes your safety their top priority, offers excellent pay, benefits, monthly housing allowance, training, advanced opportunities, and more. If you're an experienced forehand, derrick hand, rig operator, or supervisor looking to grow your career with an established local company, visit MBIEnergyServices.com.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and a wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Hello, I'm Jim at IndyFlagPoleGuy.com. I encourage you to demonstrate your allegiance to America by displaying the American colors. Enemies, foreign and domestic, do not rest, and neither will Old Glory, as it flies freely at your home and business. Freedom, as displayed in our Constitution and sacrificed by our fallen, continually are under assault. Fight back. Install a flagpole. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or email Jim at IndyFlagPoleGuy.com. And thank you.
PetroServe USA, when you want a gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
PetroServe USA, home of the 4-for-4 pizza special, a single topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. The best cookies in town. Plus, PetroServe is the official C-store of the NDSU Bison. Swing into a PetroServe location nearest you today for great deals on all your NDSU Bison gear.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Say that this is something I want to be better at myself on the program, to not succumb to the news cycle. You know, I mean, what we do here is very often reactive, to see something reported one way and then react to it and get your reaction. But, you know, that will never change. And what we can do is do it better ourselves. And I think what we've done today with President Mark Kennedy from UND is a good format, a good example of what we can do better, to go beyond, you know, what's in the news and get you what you're not hearing in the news that you should be. And we've certainly done that pretty well today. So enjoy this talk radio town hall. A few minutes left, and we'll continue. We're brought to you today by MyPillow and you probably have heard me talk about MyPillow. And you probably heard me talk about the MyPillow mattress topper, but have you heard me talk about the Giza sheets? Did your Giza sheets get there yet, Todd? I'm guessing no, because I think he'd be jumping up and down saying, wow, do I love them. But have they arrived? No?
No.
Okay. So I know they're en route. I know they're en route. But the Giza Dream Sheets are really something, folks. They're available in a variety of colors. You use the promo code SCOTT, you get 30% off plus free shipping. 30% off and free shipping. Just use the promo code SCOTT by calling 800-506-9028 or at mypillow.com. All right, more with President Mark Kennedy. I want to talk a little. We don't have a lot of time in this segment, only about 5 minutes, but I do think an important topic is how higher education is changing because of online education. Whether that's a good thing or a bad thing for the University of North Dakota, we know. Is it?
It's going to be a great thing for University of North Dakota and for the state. And if we don't have a serious player in online, I think it's going to hurt the state. If you look at your shopping, how much of it are you doing at Amazon and other players? We are the largest online provider in 8 states, bigger than the Gophers, bigger than the Badgers, and looking to go bigger. But we're serving all corners of the state with that. And what we're finding is online students aren't taken away from on-campus students. In fact, 3,000 of our on-campus students are taking online courses, and we find that the modern student actually graduates earlier if they can take a mix of on-campus and online students. New programs like cybersecurity, greatly in demand. New programs with our strong accounting program going national with the online master's program, and the next one up will be nursing PhDs and master's. But this is getting more talent to what we need, and a lot of those are outside the state, but we're getting some of those to come in the state, and in any event, we have more professors teaching more subjects at UND because a significant part of that is being funded by our online program.
So is overall online education, then you're saying we'll end up with more people with graduates, more people with options on what to do. How does that translate to the workforce needs?
It's a huge impact on the workforce needs because we have in this country over 30 million people, but 30 to 40% of the state of North Dakota has some college but not a full college. We need more college graduates in the world of automation. And this lets people that are already in their career, haven't completed their college, maybe need to add a master's to really have a big impact for their career and for their region. They can do that from wherever they are, whether they're in Watford, Williston, Dickinson, or any place. Online, with a wide range, we have over 100 degrees that we offer online. That gives a lot of opportunities for people across the state.
Is it fair for people to be critical of higher education? Let's just say here in North Dakota, UND, obviously you could make this the same case nationally, but I want you to think about your institution, University of North Dakota. Is it fair to be critical to say, you know, it's not kept up with the workforce needs of America? Or in other words, I had somebody the other day tell me, why would you go to college? Why would you go get a degree when you can be an electrician in 2 years and out there making really, really good money? What would you say?
I would say that if you look at the forecast, they're saying nearly all of the jobs created in the next decade in the world of automation is going to require a college degree. We have a huge increase in demand for college graduates nationwide. The number of college students going and pursuing a bachelor's degree is declining. That's why you're having this huge differentiation of compensation between college graduates and those that don't have a college graduate. If you want to narrow that, we need to better meet the demand for college graduates. The reason that the for-profits got ahead, because nonprofit and public universities aren't necessarily always the quickest to respond, but now that universities like University of North Dakota are responding, you're seeing the for-profits declining because they got ahead to meet a demand that wasn't being met. We're now meeting a demand along with Arizona State and Purdue and Penn State. Those are who we view as our competitors online.
We have just a short time left, but I do want to touch on a couple of things that we haven't got to. One of them is this list of the top 25 most innovative universities. What's the criteria for that list?
Well, the criteria is you're voted on by other presidents and provosts across the nation. And to be on a list with MIT and Harvard and Stanford and Caltech and all these premier universities is a huge honor for North Dakota. And it's an example of what the innovative stuff we're doing to improve student success, to expand our research, to increase our impact on the state, to renew our campus with untraditional ways such as public-private partnerships.
But, I mean, this is an example of, top top 25 innovative university in the nation. And when you look at the rest of the list, you're finding Harvard and Stanford and MIT.
We're the only one on the list northwest of Chicago. So if you take a line from Chicago to Stanford and up, that whole corner of the nation, there's only one university on that list, University of North Dakota. Not the Gophers, not the Badgers.
And my favorite stat is number 9, most military-friendly school. That's a good one.
We're pro-military. Thanks for the conversation.
Appreciate your time. I think it was, I learned a ton. I really did. Learned a ton. And I've been a longtime fan of the University of North Dakota, but to be able to hear some of the things that you just don't hear about, I think is important, so we appreciate it, and we'll do this again. How about that?
That'd be great. Good to talk to you, Scott.
Take a break. Come back with Senator Kevin Cramer, and the Talk Radio Town Hall continues next.
Agriculture and ethanol are one. How do we know? We ask farmers, including Paul Thomas. Paul, talk a little bit about the value you derive from ethanol.
Ethanol is what drives the value of me being able to truck my corn an extra 50, 60 miles to an ethanol plant and get a little higher price for it, but then in turn also the DDGs that come out of that ethanol plant also go to the feedlots to provide a high protein source of feed for their cattle that's mixed with the corn. And then the ethanol itself, ends up in all our local pumps, reduces the price we pay for gas.
What happens if ethanol is no more? How would that affect you?
Removing ethanol and removing the corn in our diversified systems will just put more pressure on all the other crops we grow by increasing the supply and having a negative effect on prices on every single crop. It's not just going to lower the price of corn. In all reality, it's going to lower the prices of every single commodity we grow.
Agriculture and ethanol are one. Just ask farmers. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.